Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Father, we continually bless you today. We continually honor you today. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanks. Hallelujah. Oh, we honor your presence like never before. We are rejoicing in you today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we're rejoicing in you like never before. Oh God, we rejoice in you. Hallelujah. We honor you, Lord God. You are the great and mighty I am. Hallelujah. We honor your presence. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that we can call on your name. Hallelujah. We can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy holy and great name. You are the Father that we need. Our earthly fathers have or will forsake us, but you will never forsake us. Neither will you leave us. Oh, God, we are honored. Hallelujah. We are honored when we have your presence, because in your presence there's fullness of joy, and it ain't nothing we can do without you. Oh, God, ain't nothing we can do without you. Hallelujah. We call on you, the mighty I am. Hallelujah. We call on you, the great and mighty King. No God is great like you. No God is holy like you. You are righteous and you are holy. You are righteous and you are holy. You are the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Oh, we bless your name today. You are, hallelujah, everything that we need. You are everything that we need. What a great God you are. What a mighty God you are. Oh, God, we look to you, from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from you. We look to you. Oh, God, we look to you today. We have nobody else to look to but you, oh, God. You are holy. You are righteous, God. Hallelujah. We look to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We look to you, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We look to you, oh, God. We love you, oh, Lord, our strength. Hallelujah.
Now I
Hallelujah. Jesus, we will never let you go. You are our closest friend, and we will serve you to the very end. You are the lover of our soul. I thank God that Jesus is the lover of our souls, and we can't let him go. He's done too much for us. So this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, yes, this is the day that he has made. He chose to make this day. He's almighty. He can do whatever he wants. Everything. Everything. He can do everything. Nothing is impossible to our King. Well, good morning. This is Bible Storyland. We're so glad you joined us. Oh, pray with us as we pray, and we thank the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning that we are redeemed from the curse of the law. We break all generational curses of pride, lust, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear of confusion, addiction, death, and destruction in the name of Jesus. We command all generational spirits, excuse me, that came into our lives during conception, in the womb, in the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to come out in the name of Jesus. We call you up and out right now. We break all spoken curses and negative words that have been spoken against our lives, over our lives in Jesus' name. We break all spoken curses and negative words spoken over our lives by others, including those in authority, in the name of Jesus. We command all ancestral spirits of Freemasonry, idolatry, witchcraft, false religion, polygamy, lust, perversion to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all hereditary spirits of lust, rejection, fear, sickness, infirmity, disease, hatred, confusion, failure, and poverty to come out in the name of Jesus. We break all legal rights, all generational spirits operating behind a curse to come out in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right to operate in our lives. We bind and rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides that would try to operate in our lives from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We renounce all false beliefs and philosophies inherited by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all curses of sickness and disease and command all inherited sickness to leave our bodies in the name of Jesus. Through Jesus, our family is blessed. We renounce all pride inherited from our ancestors. We break all oaths, vows, and pacts made with the devil by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all curses by agents of Satan spoken against our lives in secret in the name of Jesus. We break all written curses that would affect our life in the name of Jesus. We break all time release curses and that would activate in our lives as we grow older in the name of Jesus. We break the curse of Balaam hired against our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, turn every curse spoken against our lives into a blessing. We break all generational rebellion that will cause us to resist the Holy Spirit. We break all curses of death spoken against America by people from all nations in the name of Jesus. And we thank you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you, hallelujah, shed your precious blood for us. And we are most grateful to you. We are most grateful to you, O Most High. So we just praise you and honor you this morning. And thank you for being with us this morning, Father God. We can't do anything without you. We're trusting in you. We're leaning upon you, not upon our own understanding. So have your way on Bible Storyland. Adonai made this day, and let's rejoice and be glad about it. Rejoice, 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 and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. It's time to rejoice. We have so much to be grateful for. We have so much to be grateful for. So we say, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. We have much to be grateful for. We have much to be grateful for. We have much to be thankful for. Our God gave us life today. Some people didn't make it. Our God gave us life today. Hallelujah. Israel Houston, rejoice in the Lord always. Hallelujah. So we are rejoicing in the Lord today. And again, we say rejoice. We are rejoicing in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are thankful today that Adonai gave us the ability to rejoice, the ability to love on him. He said we are to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. So that's enough to rejoice in. And then he said love each other like we love ourselves. That's a lot to rejoice in. We are grateful. He's given us abundant life. He's taught us to love him, to have no other gods before us. So I thank the Lord. Whatever God has done, it's time to rejoice. So he said, rejoice. He did not let the enemy take us out so we can rejoice. He chose abundant life for you, so let's rejoice. He saved your family, rejoice. Whatever God has done, rejoice. He gave you peace, rejoice. Whatever God has done, rejoice. Rejoice. Whatever he's done for you, he healed your body, rejoice. He's a great physician. He provided a job, a home, a husband, a wife, children, safety. And again, I say rejoice because God did it. He is the true and living I am. Everything we need is in him. Rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. It's time to rejoice in the Lord. We don't have time to be sad. It's a time to be rejoicing. He is the King of Kings. Rejoicing in our Lord this morning. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. As we read Psalm 46, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. 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 The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he has made in the earth. He maketh the wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear asunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. He is our refuge. He is our fortress. So we are rejoicing in the Lord, and we are thanking him for his mercy and for his grace. We are thanking him for his great favor. He loves us. and we are calling on him like never before. We are thanking him for his mercy, his grace. His mercy endureth forever. Every day when you need mercy, Lord, I need mercy in the traffic. Lord, I need mercy in the hospital. Lord, I need mercy in my neighborhood. Lord, we need mercy in the White House. Lord, we need mercy in our churches. Lord, we need mercy with our children. Lord, we need mercy. We need your mercy today. So we are thanking the Lord for his mercy. His mercy endures forever. You know we can't do without God. We can't do without our Lord, our King. We can't do without him. He is our Savior, our Lord, and we are dependent upon him like never before. We are dependent upon him. We can't make it without him. I don't care how much we try. We can't make it without our God. Our God is a great God. Nothing is impossible to him. I don't care what people think. He's not limited. He can do whatever he chooses. He's almighty. Nothing is impossible to him. What are you waiting on the Lord for? Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord, I say. And again, I say rejoice. Well, today, we're dedicating this part of the service to a great woman of God, a true soldier. We're honoring her this morning. Her name is Mother Irma Jackson Barrett. She went to be with the Lord on Wednesday. Oh, God called her from the battlefield on Wednesday, November 9th, 2016. The Word of God says, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. Irma Barrett was a mighty woman of God. She was a mighty woman of God. Early in the morning, she rose up. Early in the morning, she rose up, and she began to pray. She prayed on the gatekeeper's prayer line. Early in the morning, you could hear her praying. You could hear her praying to the Lord. She was on her duty post. Every morning, she stood in the gap. She interceded for others. She prayed for President Obama and his family. She prayed for your family and my family. She prayed for many people. Because of her prayers, many people were healed. Many people were set free. Because of her prayers, many things were done because she interceded. She stood in the gap. She prayed. She often came on Bible Storyland and prayed. She prayed prayers for the children, for the elderly. She prayed for us. She is loved and adored by her children, her grandchildren, all of her family. Yesterday I visited with her daughter where Mother Irma lived. And in the neighborhood, the children came when they saw her daughter standing outside. And we were standing out there talking for a moment. And the children said, where Miss Irma? Where Miss Irma? The children loved her. And her daughter called them over to her, and she said, look, she said, Mother Irma won't be coming back. She went to heaven. And the children were so sad because she was a pillar in her neighborhood. She prayed for the children. She gave them, you know, those frozen cups. They loved her. They come and check on her. And even a neighbor next door, when she heard about Mother Irma's passing, she was so sad. And she said, I used to go and, you know, cook for her and do different things for her. She was so sad by her passing. So we thank the Lord. You know, one of her favorite scriptures was Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. You could hear her praying that on the gatekeeper's prayer line. Many, many mornings she prayed that scripture. So we are thankful that the Most High God took her out of her suffering. She had gone through an affliction for many years. Many years he spared her life. Many years her daughters and sons cried out not to take her. But this time the Lord said, nope, she suffered enough. She belonged to me. I birthed into the world, and now she is gone from her labor to her reward. So we honor Mother Irma this morning, and we are thanking the Lord for the time that we were allowed to spend with her. And even this morning, I saw the picture of a woman of God that I met a few weeks ago. I met her in the car dealership, and she told me that I was led to call. It was very early, and I really didn't want to call her, but the Lord said, call her. And I didn't know her well enough, you know, to call her like 6 something in the morning, but I called her. And she said, Sister G, I'm so glad you called me. She said, my father passed on Thursday. And so she said, I'm so glad you called me. So, you know, God is calling many people right now. He's calling many people to come back to him. So we're praying this morning for those who are going on, you know, for the family members, rather. For those who've gone on to glory, because you know God has great plans for all of our lives, and when it's time, when our labors are over, He's going to call us to a rest, to stand before Him, and you know we all want to hear Him say, we all want to hear Him say, you know, enter ye in, your good and faithful servant. That's what we all want to hear. But we got to stay before Him continually. We got to be obedient to Him. We got to do what He tells us to do. In this hour, in this day, we got to be obedient to the Lord. So I thank the Lord this morning, you know, for what He's doing in all of us. He's doing a great work in His children because we're yielding more and more to Him. We're yielding more and more. And, you know, yesterday was what we used to call Armistice Day. It's Veterans Day. So we honor the veterans today. We thank God for the men and women who served and who are even serving now in the Army, you know, the United States Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, and whatever. You know, many of them are serving right now. Some of them in Afghanistan, different countries, serving. So we honor the men and women who are serving our country. They're using their time, their talents, their skills to serve our country. So Veterans Day is the anniversary where they signed armistice, which ended in World War I, hostilities between allied nations and Germany. On Veterans Day, we honor those who served the United States in all the wars. This is the day to honor those who fought battles for our country. I remember when I was growing up as a teenager, the Vietnam War came up. It seemed like it was just like right after I graduated from high school in 1965 or so, the Vietnam War came up. And so we remember all of those who served. I had many friends who served in the Vietnam War, so we're honoring those who served in any war, even the most recent wars. So we thank God for those who love our country, who is willing to serve those, you know, patriotism is the love of our country and the willingness to serve and sacrifice. Many of them are going on. They sacrifice their very lives. So we honor the men and women who died for our country as well. So we are grateful. You know, today as I think about, you know, what God said, a nation under God. And we're saying one nation under God. We got to turn back to God. We need revival in America like never before. I don't know if you realize it, but the devil is running rampant in America. We need our God. God is calling America back to Him. This is the nation that said we are one nation under God. We said it. It's written, one nation under God. So, you know, we turn to false gods. God said, have no other gods before me. Some people serving Buddha and Allah and, you know, Allah, all these false gods. You know, some people are worshiping the moon and the stars and the sun. And you know, God said, have no other god before me. Even in the Bible times, they served false gods. They didn't want anything to do with the true and living God. There are people today like that. They don't want anything to do with the true and living God. And so many gods, false gods, will lead us to destruction. Psalms 80:19 says, turn us again, O Lord, God of hosts. Cause your face to shine upon us, and we shall be saved. James 4:8 says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to us. You cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. In the last days perilous times shall come. In the last days. These are the last. Can you look around you? It says men shall be lovers of themselves, their own selves, covetousness, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to their parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that do good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, God said, turn away from those, a nation under God. Lord, we were founded on the belief in God. Lord, forgive us as individuals who live in America for sinning against you. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Genesis 6, we read, you repented, O God, that you made humans on the earth, and you grieved in your heart. Lord, forgive us for causing you grief, because you love us, and we turned away from you. We sinned. Lord, wipe away. I remember in the Bible, the Lord wiped away a whole nation of people. So, Lord, we ask you to cleanse the earth and purify the earth. And that's what he did, even during the times of Noah. Noah preached 120 years, and they laughed at him. They laughed until what he preached was coming true when the flood started coming. You know, a lot of times prophets are prophesying things, and we don't understand, and we say, oh, they off in this. But sometimes they don't come right then. They come years later. Years later, what Noah prophesied took 120 years. The people just kept on laughing. Sometimes people laugh at us, the children of God. You believe in God? Oh, my God. You know, Jesus ain't real. They say all of these false things. But you wait. God's going to deal with them. So the Lord said, be ye holy, even as we are holy. So we are asking the Lord to turn America back, to save America. We're asking the Lord to save us in America. We need salvation in this hour. We need God. I don't care what people say. We don't need God. What's he doing for us? Why he let this happen? Why he let that happen? Well, today is Family Day on Bible Storyland. And we have with us Apostle G, Apostle Gantlin. She's going to pray a prayer for America this morning. Good morning, Apostle. How are you?
Blessed are the Lord, such as yourself. Good morning.
I am doing great. So we're going to ask you to pray a prayer for America, and right after that, we're going to ask you to introduce our speaker for the hour. Thank God for you.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for everyone on the line this morning, and we give God the praise and the glory for his people gathering together in his name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we worship and praise you. You are the one and only true and living God, and we bow before you, Lord God, and we come humbly before you. And Father, we ask you for forgiveness, Lord God. According to 2 Chronicles 7:14, your word declares, if your people, Father, if we be thy people, you say that you, Lord God, if we would repent, if we would turn from our wickedness, that you would heal our land. And we ask you this day, Lord God, that you would send forth healing in America. We truly need healing. We need your mercy to precede judgment in our life. We need you to show up and show enough, show out in our lives. We ask you, Lord God, that you would, God, show forth your favor and your grace towards us and forgive us of our sins. We have truly sinned individually, collectively, and as a nation. God, even as the woman of God have said, Lord God, that this nation was founded on In God We Trust, that we put you first. Lord God, the nation, Lord God, was unified. And Lord God, they say that when we stand together, Lord God, that we become one people. So today we ask you, Lord God, to reunify us. We have transgressed your laws, Lord God, your ordinance, your precepts, your commandments, Lord God. We have stepped away from all that you have told us to do. We've passed laws in our country that go totally against your word. We have passed laws to allow abortions, to allow molestation of children under different names, Lord God. We have sinned against you. God, even we have sinned against you in the establishment of this nation is that we would serve you. And now, God, it's like we are the oppressed, Lord God. We are not living up to the standard that you have called us to be. Lord, we have allowed, God, everything and anything to overtake us, that even our churches are being closed down. Even our worship is not what it should be. So, Father, we cry out to you this day for, Lord God, your Spirit to overtake America. Oh God, we ask you, Lord God, that you would move, rule, and super rule in America. Lord God, your word declare, Lord God, that when the wicked rule, the people mourn, but God, when the righteous rule, there's rejoicing in the land. We ask, Lord God, that joy be brought back to America. God, that your word would have preeminence in America, that we would not shy away from saying that in Christ we trust, that Jesus is our Savior. Lord God, we have come so far from the foundation of your word and the foundation of America that we don't even, we cross out Christ in Christmas. God, we take away, Lord God, the Ten Commandments out of our legal system. And God, we ask you to forgive us. We ask you, Lord God, to forgive us that we, God, even in the house of God, thank you, Holy Spirit, that we have gotten so, we want a 20-minute, 30-minute service because we must get on with the rest of our lives. We cannot get on with the rest of our lives, Father, if we neglect you. If you don't be the center of our life, then we, God, have come too far away from you. God, center us back to worship. Center us back, Lord God, to bowing the knee before the Most High God. Lord God, we ask you this day, Lord God, that you would just have mercy. Habakkuk say, in your wrath, in your judgment, remember mercy. Have mercy, even God, on those, Lord God, that are standing in the gap, those that have not gone back, those that yet stand on your word, those that yet declare that I love Jesus, that I am the product of God, that the Holy Spirit leads and guides my life. Lord, have mercy on the rest of it, Lord God. God, you say you have saved a remnant to yourself, Lord God. Allow that remnant to rise up, oh God, and be the people that you have called us to be. Lord God, Daniel 11:32 says, Lord God, that the people that do know their God will do great exploits. We need to do great exploits in your name in America, oh God. Lord, God, we ask you, Lord God, to just have mercy in America. We ask you, Lord God, that you would just have your way in America. Lord God, that we will return to In God We Trust. That we will return, Lord God, to serving you. Lord God, we will return to saying praise the Lord when we meet one another. That we will return, Lord God, to declaring your word over the United States of America and its tributaries and its territories. Lord God, that we would go back, Lord God, to the old landmark, Lord God, and we would go back to your word and declare your word in America. We have allowed every religion, Lord God, to take over and push us into a corner. But today, Father, we ask that you remove us from that corner and put us back in the center of America, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just give you praise and glory and honor. Oh, God, smear us with oil, oh, God. Oh, God, those that stand for your name, smear us with oil, that we shine, oh, God, that we be lights in darkness in America, oh, God, that we stand strong, united together in the body of Christ. Father, we just bless your name, oh, God. You say they that call upon your name shall be saved. We call upon the name Jesus today, oh, God, that America might be saved. We stand in the gap and make up the hedge for America today, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord God, that you, God, would honor your word, Lord God. Dear Lord God, that your people, Lord God, call by your name, would humble themselves, oh God, turn from the wicked way. God, we plan today, we asking you, oh God, to wake up your word, oh God, in America. We ask you, Lord God, to do it, Lord God, in every city, every, Lord God, parish, Lord God, every place in America. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and all they that dwell therein. We belong to you and we ask you, oh God, to have your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just bless you. We bless you today because your word declares, we call, you will answer. So God, we stand in expectation and acceptation that you will answer our prayer, that there will be a change in America because we are calling on your name, because we're standing in the gap, because we trust you that you will answer.
I'm sorry.
Jesus' name. We just bless you today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we honor your word. And so, God, we ask you again to be lights in darkness. In Jesus' name, God, we ask you, Lord God, to move from our house to the White House in every part of our government, because Jesus said the government is upon his shoulders. So, God, we return the government to the shoulders of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord God, that you would move even in this new administration. Lord, help America. We ask you that you move, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you have your way. We ask you, Lord God, that you give Donald Trump, Lord God, those, God, that know Jesus Christ, those that know Jesus Christ for real, those that are saved, Lord God. My grandma used to say, saved to the bone. God, that your spirit is connected to you, that they would advise him, Lord God. God, we ask you to have your way, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you just look upon us, Lord God, and have mercy. We ask for grace, grace to it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, that you would move, Lord God, in the executive office, the judicial office. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, that you would move, Lord God, even in our military, that you would move, Lord God, restore America, Lord God, to being a great nation, a nation, Lord God, that is feared by other nations, but is embraced by other nations because, the God, of the wisdom of God that is in America. And we just praise you and glorify you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, we thank you and bless God. We ask you to raise up pastors, God, and the fivefold ministry in America, that will, the word will be declared all over America. We are going everywhere in every country, turning people to Christ while America is turning to other gods. We ask you, Lord God, that you bring revival to America. Bring revivalists, Lord God. Bring forth, God, the apostolic prophetic mantle to America, that we will see signs, wonders, and miracles wrought by your hand, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, that you, God, would heal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you that you would just have your way this day. And Lord, we just praise you and glorify you, that there be balance in America, that you would be the balance, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over America. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, give me the words to say concerning this man of God. My dear friend, I ask you, Lord God, to, God, anoint me to say what needs to be said about him, a great man of God. a man that I met many years ago that when I met him, I did not know his name, but I called him the skinny preacher because I did not know his name. And so, Father, it's an endearment to me and an honor to me to introduce my friend, the skinny preacher, Pastor Johnny McCray, Lord God of CB, the pastor of CB Helping Hands here in Jacksonville, Florida. And Father, I thank you for this man of God who has helped me and directed my life and advised me in the things, Lord God, that I needed to know. And I ask you, Lord God, that you would speak through him today. God, he has this life to you at a very young age. We dedicated his life about 27 years ago and been the shepherd of your people, the under-shepherd under the great shepherd for about 17 years, a man of honor and integrity, a man that has suffered much, Lord God, and has been increased by you. You said, if we suffer with you, we would also reign. And Lord God, I thank you that he's reigning with you, that he does not lean to his own understanding. I thank you, Lord God, for a man that knows the word of God, stands on the word of God and declares the word of God. One of the things I've learned about Pastor McCray is that he is a people person. He will help anybody at any time and always asking people when you come into the house of God, even if it's not at where he's pastoring, but when are you going to come to the house of God? When are you going to give your life to the Lord? And I bless God for him. And again, I introduce to some and present to others, none other than my friend, Pastor Johnny McCray.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Bible Story Land family. This truly is a great, great and marvelous day in the Lord today. First of all, I want to thank the apostle for that great introduction. I just want to thank God for God this morning. Amen. Father God, who is the head of my life, and Jesus Christ, who is the head of all of our lives. We give him honor this morning. We give honor this morning to Minister Claritha Gatlin, amen, the founder and the keeper of Bible Story Land. We thank God for that. We give honor and glory this morning to every minister, every laborer, every worker in the kingdom of God that's under the sound of my voice. We acknowledge you this morning for your faithfulness and the things that you are doing for the kingdom of God here on earth this morning. As I've been listening this morning, I've heard a word this morning, and I think we really, really need to focus on that word, and that word is rejoicing. Hallelujah. It is a time to rejoice. Amen. Rejoice in the Spirit. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I really received that this morning because I am here to rejoice, amen, on the things that God has done in our lives. Amen. Today, Bible Story Land is having... We're here to celebrate Family Day. Amen. Amen. And Family Day is about family. Amen. I want to come, if I would, from the text out of the book of Genesis, the first chapter, verses 26 and 27. Before I read the scripture, I would like to pray. Father God, we thank you this day for this glorious day, the day that we shall rejoice and be glad in this day. But truly, this is the day that you have made, and we thank you for allowing us to still have life, still have the blood that's running warm in our veins, still have the soundness of mind, but most of all, still have a hunger and a thirst for you, God. We thank you this morning. And Father, I ask you this morning, as you decrease Johnny McCray and increase the spirit of the living God, have thine own way. God, send us a word from heaven, amen, a word that will not return void, a word that will accomplish this day, hallelujah, in these times and in this season, everything and anything that you have a desire to be accomplished, because we know that the plans that you have for us are good. They are not evil. They are not strenuous. They are not grievous, but they are great. They are good. They are merciful and kind. They are gentle. And they work for our good. For we know that all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord. Amen. Who are called according to his purpose. So, Lord God, we thank you in advance. We claim victory in the name of Jesus for the word of God. Amen. We claim victory over Bible Story Land this morning. We claim victory over the listeners and the hearers of those as we talk about family matters this morning. God, we just bless you this morning. God, we thank you this morning for that privilege. And I say again, we claim victory in the name of Jesus because he said in his word that he who calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered, shall be set free, shall find victory in his holy name. And this morning we come to call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, have your way, God. Have your way this day. Amen. To remove that nature of sin from us. Amen. And to increase the Spirit of God in us. Increase your Spirit, God. Increase your anointing. Amen. That we can be more like you each and every day. So, God, we thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. I have the honor of being the pastor over C.B. Helping Hands Ministries. Amen. We're our apostle, Sheila Anusa, out of New Mexico, and our location in Jacksonville is 1728 North Main Street. Amen. Where we are here to win the lost at any cost. Amen. And we just thank God this morning. We're coming this morning from the text of Genesis 1, starting at verse 26. It says that, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and all the earth and over every creeping thing," amen, "that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. Amen. I want to talk to you this morning that there's nothing like family. Amen. When God, in the beginning, God created family in his image. Amen. God created man in his own image, woman in his own image. Amen. The Bible says that God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. Amen. Let us make him in a manner that he had dominion over everything else. Amen. Nothing else that he created in this world, amen, did he make in his image. He created the fish, the fowls of the air, the cattle, and everything. But when it came down to man, hallelujah, he created man in his likeness and in his image. Amen. And Family Day is about remembering the image and the likeness from which God created us. Amen. We must continue to walk even down here on earth because we are in this world, but we are not of this world. Amen. And we come to remind the husbands and the wives, the children, the family this morning that we must continue to walk in the image and the likeness of God. Amen, and trust in God, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation, no matter what has developed in America or in this world, no matter how corrupt it has become, no matter what has become, we must still remember and never forget that we were created in the image and the likeness of Almighty God. Amen. In my introduction, I was thinking, I was remembering the times when I was remembering when my father, amen, amen, he used to sit me down and he used to tell me about the Lord. He sit me down and he used to instruct me on things about the Lord, but he also taught me how to use my hands. He taught me about things that was right and things that was wrong. I remember the times. I know someone on the line this morning can reflect back to those times, amen, when I remember when I used to be in the kitchen with my mother, amen, and She used to be making the cake, amen. And while she was preparing the cake, and I used to stir the cake up for her, amen, getting the batter ready because I'm anxious for that pound cake. And I used to remember the word that Mother used to tell me when she used to impart into me about Jesus Christ, impart into me about how we are supposed to be like God, how we're supposed to have a compassion in our heart. I can remember, amen, that they used to sit us down as children, used to tell us the importance of obeying, being obedient and being good. I remember one thing Mother told me. She said, if you do good, good will come back to you. And I can remember those times, amen. And I come by to tell you this morning that there's nothing like family, amen. We have to maintain, and if wherever that we have lost that bond, that exists between us, we must go back, amen, and get it right, amen. The father have to get it right with the mother. The mother and the father have to get it right with the children, amen. Family day is about making amends. Family day is about having forgiveness. And family day is about repenting. Family day is about having the compassion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Family day is about putting ourselves to the side, amen, and bringing that bond and that fellowship of our loved ones back together, amen, because we got to remember, amen, as we live down here on earth, amen, as kingdom children, kingdom kids, being kingdom ambassadors, being high priests of the Most High God, we got to remember that God created us in his likeness and his image. Amen. So what are you saying here, Pastor? I'm saying that God has put a requirement on us when he made us in his likeness and his image. Amen. I know sometimes, amen, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. I know sometimes family struggles with emptiness. I know sometimes we have a lack of communication. I know that sometimes we have different pains, but we got to remember that there's nothing like family, because when God made everything that God made, he didn't make nothing but family in his image. He didn't make the fish in his image. He didn't make the cattle in his image. He didn't make creeping things in his image. God made family in his image. What are you saying here? I'm saying that when God made man and woman, when God made us in his image, he had a divine plan for the family. Amen. That's why he said in the book of Ephesians, if you go into Ephesians, the fifth chapter, it says that we are to submit ourselves one to another in the fear of God. Hallelujah. Family of day is about remembering, bringing back to your remembrance about how God made us. Amen. God made us in a special way. We got to take our mind, we got to take our thoughts off of what the world is saying and what the world is doing, and remember what God said in his word. See, I want you to submit yourself. We should not be throwing rocks at one another. We should not be bashing one another, but we should be supporting one another. Family day is about removing those patterns in our lives, amen, amongst our family members, and removing that from amongst us and coming back together again, because there is nothing like family. Sometimes it takes a little pain in your life to make you get closer together. Sometimes it takes those struggles, amen, to bring you closer together. Sometimes it takes a little emptiness to bring you closer together. What am I saying here? I'm saying that because you suffered in that pain, it's a reason now that you have to come back together. In order to come back together, you got to submit yourself to God, amen, and say, God, I remember what you said, that I was created in your image. What am I to do? Help me, Holy Ghost. What am I to do, amen, to bring myself together with my brother? What am I to do to bring myself together with my sister? What am I to do to make amends with my father? What am I to do to keep
my marriage together. Family Day is about seeking and searching out God in the Spirit of the living God, because he said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, you'll find liberty. So if we seek the Lord with all our heart, seek the Lord with all our mind, help me, Holy Ghost, we'll find out and nothing like family, because we got to remember, if we were created in God's image and his likeness, we have the power and ability to do so. Amen. We have ability and the power not to act unseemly. We have the power and the ability, amen, to be a good husband. We have the power and the ability to be a good wife. We have a power and ability to be children that will obey their parents. He spoke it precisely. He said, wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. We got to remember, as unto the Lord. When we say as unto the Lord, we go back to the beginning, because as unto the Lord was when God created the wife to submit themselves as unto the Lord. Amen. It says, then he said, and for the husband, he is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. So we, God has created this image, but he has also empowered us with the power through the Holy Spirit to bring the family back together again. Amen. It's time for us, especially in this season, because we don't understand what the principalities and the powers of this world are doing. We can't foresee in some areas of what is being happening in the world. It is time for us to trust God with all our heart, trust God with all our mind, trust God with all our mind. How do we trust God? We got to trust God on his word. We got to trust God with his word.
Yeah.
I'm going to forgive my uncle. I'm going to forgive my auntie. No matter what she did, there's no sin too great that we can't forgive.
So you can't be like God if you don't have, if you got unforgiveness in your heart. Yeah, yeah, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, we can speak in tongues. We can do all these things. We can hop, we can shout. But he said, those that worship me, hallelujah, must worship me in spirit and in truth. Oh, Family Day is about being in the spirit. Family Day is about yielding to the truth. Family Day is about true worshipers coming before God with the power and authority of the Holy Ghost and binding some of these principalities and some of these powers. We got to stop pushing our kids away and start pulling them in and binding those principalities and powers and demons that have encamped in our kids. We got to stop.
Yeah.
We got to stop now. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Ghost. We got to stop and turn to God and bring back God's word to his remembrance. We got to tell God, God, you said it in your word. Hallelujah. You said
yeah.
in your word that we were created in your image and in your likeness. And we are not sinning in this family. But God, you said, if I call on your name, oh, Lord, you'll send out your spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. You say, God, if I call on your name, you'll send out your anointing, the anointing that breaks and destroys the yoke. You say, God, if I lay down my plate and I fast out before you, you'll break every band of wickedness. You'll break every yoke. You'll restore the breach. Help us, God. On Family Day. Family Day
yeah.
is not about getting around and having a barbecue. Oh, yes, and just having a good time. But when I leave the barbecue, I'm still cooked. When I leave the barbecue, I'm still hurting. When I leave the barbecue, I'm still in pain. When I leave the barbecue, I still hate Henry. When I leave the barbecue, I still don't have nothing for Joyce. When I leave the barbecue, I just go back to my own ways. I'm still in my same state of mind. It's time for the family to come together and resolve some issues. It's time for the family.
family to come together and say, you know what, you was wrong, but I forgive you, because you are more important to me than what you did to me. My love for you is more important to me than what you have done. That is the image and the likeness of Christ, because Christ, he gave up his life for us. Hallelujah. Christ, who had no sin. Oh, yes, but he gave up his life that we could have life and have it more abundant. What you saying, Pastor? Christ gave up his life that the husband could forgive the wife. Christ gave up his life that the wife could forgive the husband. He gave up his life that the husband and the wife could raise the children right. He gave up his life that they can go out and find little Johnny. They gave up his life. Hallelujah. Christ gave up his life. Family Day is about reflecting and remembering what God has done for us. It's about remembering the power and the awesomeness of Almighty God. The Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, but it also says God cannot fail. God cannot fail. We serve an awesome God. Almighty. Oh, yes, yes, he is. He's almighty. Oh, he's full of mercy. He's full of great kindness, gentleness. But he's all powerful. Oh, yes, he is. We serve a God. We love a God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, he loves family. I'm telling you, God loves family. We ain't worried about what they're doing, what society is doing, what the world is doing. We're concerned about what God is able to do. Hallelujah. It's time. It's time, Bible study land family, that we submit ourselves unto the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says if you submit yourself unto the Lord, resist the devil, he'll flee. It's time for him to hit the road. It's time for him to get the boogie. It's time for him to get all out of our family. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, our children are not emancipating their parents, not in the kingdom. Oh, yeah, they're submitting to the obedience and being obedient to their parents in the kingdom of God. We got to understand the two verses. There's a one where there are laws and principles and principalities and governance and statutes that are of the world, but there are also some what God has established for the kingdom on earth. And when we accepted Jesus Christ, we became part of his family. When we accepted Jesus Christ, we are part of the family because he brought us back through his blood. He brought us back through his death, his burial, and his resurrection. He brought us back into relationship with our Father. So there is nothing. Somebody help me this morning. There's nothing that God can't do. I said there's nothing that God can, there's no problem that God can't solve. There's no situation that God can't mend. There's no situation, there's no problem that our God can't fix. I said there's anything that's going on Family Day. This is the day. Family Day is the day. This day is the day, hallelujah, that we need to call on the Lord and say, help God. Help our father. Help our mother. Help our husband. Help our wife. Help our children. Hallelujah. In the kingdom, there should be no fatherless children. That's for the world, but not for the kingdom of God on earth. It is time for us. It's time for us. Bible story land. To declare on high that there's nothing like family. There's nothing like family. Nothing like family. And we got to come together as family. Yes, we got to come together in forgiveness and repentance. We got to let God restore us back to himself. We got to let God send his angels out, his spirit out, and bring our children in. We got to do that which is pleasing unto Almighty God. We must do that which is
pleasing unto Almighty God. And what is pleasing to God is that we submit ourselves to him and call on his name. Trust in him. Depend on him. Rely on him. Hallelujah. Because all the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, if the family is crooked, hallelujah, I got a crook in it. Can't nobody straighten it but God. Because the scripture says, only God can take that which is crooked and make it straight. So let's stop fighting one another. Hey, hallelujah. And fight against the image of the one. Hallelujah. Fight against the image of the one. Hallelujah. That is truly our enemy. But we are not our own enemies. We must. Hallelujah. As I close, we must love one another as God has also loved us. We must, Bible, Story, Land, family, we must learn to forgive and love one another. Amen. Amen and amen. I thank Minister Loretta Gatlin and Bible, Story, Land, family for allowing us to minister in the word this morning. God's word will not return void. It will accomplish exactly what he set it out to do, emulating the love that exists between God and his church in a family. It's not an easy feat, but all things are possible with God. I bless you. I bless you. We curse the curse this morning. We release the spirit of the living God upon your lives and your family this morning. Amen. We give you the strength that God will be your strength where you are weak. For those that are lost shall be found. We ask these things and declare victory in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Ooh, amen, 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 amen. I'm almost speechless. That was an awesome, powerful word. Oh, my God. There's nothing like family. Ooh, we got the right one today. We got the right speaker today for family. Because I'm telling you, there is nothing like family. And a few weeks ago, I preached from Genesis 21. Genesis 1, 26, 27. But I tell you what, your message was very, very powerful. God said, you know, be plentiful and replenish the earth. Oh, my God, nothing else did God put in his image. Not one thing, he said, but, you know, us. And we got to rejoice in the fact that God put us in his image. I mean, I wrote so many notes, I could have put up 3 pages of notes for all I was trying to write fast and get it, but I'm going to have to listen to Bible Story Land again and listen to this message. It was so power-packed. It was so much in the message. I'm like, God, you could keep on going for 3 hours. I need more instruction. You're talking about in Proverbs where, you know, we get instruction in how his parents instructed him as a child. And many times, you know, we don't listen to instruction. We reject instruction. But like Solomon said, son, listen to my instructions. Listen to what your mother has to say. And I thank God for that message. You know, he talked in Ephesians about submitting to one another. It was just a power-packed message. I can't even summarize it. I can't even begin to touch on it. He touched on. And as you were speaking, Pastor McCray, I thought about 1 Corinthians. You know, sometimes we say we love one another, but it's meaningless if we ain't put no action behind it. And, you know, 1 Corinthians 13 says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, have not love, I become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so I could remove mountains, and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Love suffereth long and is kind. Charity is not envious. Charity vaunteth not itself up, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity, love never ends. Love don't ever end. And, you know, God put us all in the same family for a reason. God knew what family he wanted us to be in. He knew exactly what family. He ain't make no mistake. You say, oh, but my sister, oh, but my brother. Oh, yeah, but her and him. Yeah, but my dad and my mama. No, God put us in the right family for a reason. So I thank God for Pastor McCray's message. It was power-packed, awesome, awesome message of God. And I just thank Pastor McCray because he's a busy man of God, took time out of his schedule. I thank my aunt, Apostle Gantlin. She's a busy woman, have services on Saturday. She took time out of her busy schedule to come on to be with us. I thank God for each of you. I thank God for you all coming on, you know, with us and just, you know, just being here, listening to the word. So I am grateful for the Most High God because, you know, a lot of times I don't know. I'm like, Lord, I don't know who to put on the Bible story, man. Who going to speak Saturday, Lord? I need somebody to be on. And he'll put the people in my spirit or somehow or another, you know, I may run across them, I may talk to them or whatever. So I thank the Lord for Pastor Johnny McCray. You know, like he was saying, his church is on Main Street helping Hands Ministry. So you all are invited to go at 1728 North Main Street. But I thank the Lord for the message today. So you're welcome to go back and listen to it on Bible Storyland. You just type in the search engine. You type in Blog Talk Radio. Then you type in Bible Storyland, Caretha Gantling, and you can listen to the message again. I thank God. You know, I noticed several people came on for the messages. Victoria. Let me see. Let me put her on. Victoria. Victoria's on here. Victoria. Victoria.
Oh yeah,
bitch,
okay, grandma's hungry now.
She just got it on, she's doing something right now, but that's who we were honoring her mother this morning, Victoria. She lives in Pennsylvania, Victoria Glenn. We honored her mother this morning. And we also have with us this morning Pastor Donna Hawkins, who lost her mother and funeralized her last week. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister Gantlin. I'm doing fantastic. God is keeping me.
Amen. I know it.
That message this morning was right on time. Right on time.
Amen.
I'm preparing to do a women's conference in Mound City, Illinois, at Zion Travelers Missionary Baptist Church on Main Street. So that's where I'm headed today. Yes, and the time got away from me. I'm sorry I came on so late, but I had a chance to hear the whole message, and I'm thankful that I heard that message. It was wonderful.
Amen. I'm thankful you came on as well. Well, you feel like singing this morning?
I will be glad to. What a fellowship. What a joy, joy divine. I've been leaning. Oh, I've been leaning on his everlasting arms. What a blessedness. What a peace. Peace is mine. I've been leaning. Oh, I've been leaning on his everlasting arms. I can lean in the morning, lean late at night. Any time I want to lean on you, Jesus, it's just all right. I've been leaning. Oh, I've been leaning. God is everlasting on. I can lean in the morning, lean late at night. Anytime I need to lean on you, Jesus, it's just all right. I've been leaning. Oh, I've been leaning on his everlasting arms. I can lean in the morning, lean late at night. Anytime I need to lean on you, Jesus, it's just all right. I've been leaning. Oh, I've been leaning on his everlasting arms. Minister G, God is keeping me because I'm leaning on his arm.
Amen. Well, I thank God for you being on this morning on Bible Story. I thank God for that song, Leaning on His Everlasting Arm. You know, we can't make it without the everlasting arm. We think we can, but we cannot make it unless we're leaning on his arm. We try to lean on our own understanding, we go down the road of destruction. We destroy ourselves unknowingly. So I thank God for you. God bless you and your family. And we're continually praying for you and the loss of your mom, a great, mighty woman of God. So I thank God. We have Miss Ludell on this morning. Let me see. She's here somewhere. I saw Miss. Oh, yeah, there's Miss Ludell right here. Miss Ludell, she's the youngest one on here, 94 years young. So we're thanking God. Let me see. I did see her number here a minute ago. Whew. Let me see if I can find her again. We have a friend of mine from New Orleans as well. Stacy's on with us. From Jacksonville, so hold on. Let me just try to find Miss Ludell again. Hope I didn't click her off here. She was on a minute ago. Oh, there she is right there. Hold on. Good morning, Miss Ludell.
Good morning to you and good morning to all. And I want to say to that minister, I was so blessed. I was so blessed. I was so blessed by that message. Woo!
Amen.
I was just blessed, blessed, blessed. Now,
me
let me
too.
Sing Try Jesus.
All right, go right ahead.
I'm going to sing just a couple of points. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Well, I done tried him, man. He's all right on your sick bed. He's all right on your sick bed. He's all right on your sick bed. He's all right. I done tried him, man. He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Well, I done tried him, man. He's all right. I just want to say, in these 94 years, I hope and pray that you believe that I done tried him.
Amen.
Because he has been good to me. Oh, so good. But I just thank God and I pray that you and you will continue. I know you're trying him, but just continue to try him and he'll be good to you too.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for each of you this morning. We got Stacy on, but before Stacy come on, Avis. How are you, Avis?
Finding yourself, how are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Thank you for coming on Bible Storyland this morning.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
All right. We're going to be having prayer in a few minutes. Do you want to make a request? Stacy. Evangelist Stacy Holman, how are you? Can't hear you.
Good, good. I'm good. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I got the girls with me. So good morning.
All right. Y'all going to sing a song? You know my favorite song. Y'all going to sing it? All right. If y'all want to sing another song, that's okay. But, you know.
Not here in public. That's all they talk about in public. We'll sing it. We'll sing it. Do you love Jesus?
Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart.
Hallelujah. Hello.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, girls. Thank you, Mama. Appreciate you. Thank God for each of you. I love all of you. Listen, it's prayer time on Bible Storyland. Any prayer requests, press 1 if you haven't pressed 1 already. Prayer requests. Anybody got prayer requests this morning?
Yes, ma'am. This is Avis.
Okay.
I just ask that you continue to pray for me, my family, my church family, one of my bereaved families.
All right. Church family.
Mary Jean and Paul. Don't forget them, please.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, Avis. I apologize. What did you want me to pray for, Avis?
Yes, I need prayers for this heavy spirit that is trying to take control of myself. And also, I need prayers for employment, and I need prayers for my granddaughter and my son, mostly my son. My son needs to get out the environment that he is in and to learn how to be more independent and get a better job. I need God to do a supernatural deliverance on renewing his mind and healing his emotions. Also pray for my sister, and my dad, and my uncle. And I thank you, Lord, for the supernatural deliverance.
Okay. Thank you, Avis.
You're welcome.
All right. Anybody else? Prayer requests. Plus, I have the Hawkins family and Jackie Travis and anybody else. Prayer requests.
But also on the move, I'm planning on moving to Arkansas, but I keep having this, my mind keeps going backwards and forwards, so I need full direction on if that's where God really wants me to be.
Okay. All righty.
Minister G.
Yes.
This apostle, you all pray for me. I've got to run some errands, and I've got to be to a designated place at the moment. So I'm going to come off the line. But you all pray my strength in the Lord. And I'm like the young lady just said, you pray my direction. I'm torn between several things, and I need God to settle and stable me.
Yes.
Obey him.
All right.
So you all have a great and blessed, an astounding, amazing day. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon each and every one of you as a blanket, and that he would give you many invisible hugs today. In Jesus' name, you all be blessed.
All righty, y'all too. Thank you. You too. Love you. Thank you so
love
much.
You. All righty. You all are welcome. Be blessed.
You too. Love you. All righty. Pastor Donna, are you available to pray with me this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm going to pray for you first, and then if you could pray for Avis. Avis needs prayer. She said she has a heavy spirit. She needs employment. Pray for her son and her sister, her dad, direction and supernatural strength of the Lord for her and her family. I'll pray for you first, and then if you could pray for Avis next. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for this mighty woman of God, Pastor Donna Hawkins. And Lord, you already know in the name of Jesus that she lost her mother because you took her mother home to be with you over 2 weeks ago, Lord God. And Father, we just thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You said, blessed are those who die in the Lord. And I thank you that her mother was in you and trusted in you and believed in you and hoped in you, oh God, and trained her children up in the way that she should go. Now comfort her children and those family members that she left behind. Particularly comfort her good friend, Lord God, Mother Hawkins, in the name of Jesus. Give her strength, oh God, as she lost her good friend. But Lord, I thank you that they will begin to put their trust in you even more, oh God, and they will lean to you for understanding. They will lean to you for strength. They will lean to you for hope and for love, continuing in the families, oh God. Thank you for this blessed family. Lord, you already know that Pastor Donna Hawkins is the pastor of New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. I'm sorry, I may have the name wrong, Pastor, forgive me. But Lord, I just thank you for what you're doing in her. She pastor the church, Lord God, and that's not an easy task to do. Lord God, as you well know, sometimes people can be stubborn and rebellious and don't want to hear the word of God. So, Father, they can sit on the pew and close their ears. But Lord, I pray for open ears as she minister the word. Oh, God, and even as she go where she's going today, oh, God, to minister the word, to be with the people of God, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you, oh, God, would go before her, go with her, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for her strength for her and her entire family. Bless her husband and children, grands, in Jesus' name. You are a mighty God in every care, every heavy load that she's carrying even today. We leave it at your feet. Your yoke is easy, your burdens are light. You are the Almighty Father, and even the inner cries of your people, you hear when we cry deep down inside. We put a smile on our face. Nobody knows sometimes what we're going through.
So no.
Nobody knows the trouble we've seen, but Jesus, you know, Lord. So bless this family like never before. Strengthen them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Gracious Lord, I am without this morning, acknowledging who you are, for you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Father, before I ask for anything, Lord, I thank you, give you honor and praise for what you have already done. Now, Lord, I have a special request, Lord, for my sister Avis, Lord. Lord, you know sister Avis because you made her. You know all about her. You even know the number of hairs that she has on her head, Lord. So, Lord, right now I just ask that you will touch her. I ask that you would deliver her, Lord. I ask you that you would give her the desires of her heart. Lord, I say a special prayer for her family, for her son, Lord. Lord, you know what they stand in need of. Now, Lord, Sister Avis is in need of employment. Lord, I pray that you will give her the employment that you have chosen for her, Lord, the employment that you have chosen her to do, Lord. Lord, we know we all have a calling on our lives, Lord. So, Lord, help her to be patient as you are moving in her life, Lord. Lord, give her what she needs so that she can hold on and hold out, Lord, knowing that you have never failed and you never will. There is no failure in you, Lord. So, Lord, we're leaning and depending on you, trusting in you, my Father. We are trusting in you. Lord, give her direction, Lord. Let her know that you are directing her footsteps, Lord. Lord, you have a plan for her life, and you're carrying out that plan right now. So, Lord, we just pray that she will be faithful, Lord, and that she will have a listening ear, Lord, pointed toward heaven, Lord, so that she can hear from you, Lord. Lord, give her direction and let her know that you are right here beside her, Lord, walking with her every step of the way. Lord, we love you, knowing that we can trust you, we can depend on you, we can lean on you, Lord, for everything that we need. Every now and then, Lord, you slow us down. Every now and then, you give us a break from this busy world so that we can have time to talk to you, so we can have time to hear from you, Lord. So, Lord, slow her down and let her hear from you, Lord. Lord, your small, still voice is still talking to her, Lord. And, Lord, I know she can feel you moving on the main altars of her heart, Lord. You are giving her direction because you are the direction, Lord. So, Lord, just bless Sister Avis. Bless everything that she sets her hand to do, Lord. Lord, keep her in your care. Lord, we love you, and we thank you in advance for what you're going to do for Sister Avis, Lord. Lord, help her to praise you. Help her to rejoice. Even now, Lord, even before the blessing comes,
yes.
help her to rejoice right now, Lord, because the blessing is on the way. Because you will bless her. You will keep her. You will satisfy her. You will comfort her, Lord. You will be there because you are our God, and we thank you for that, Lord. Lord, bless Sister Avis. Keep her in your care. We love you, Lord, and we thank you so much for this privilege to call on your holy and righteous name. We love you, Lord, and we thank you in advance for what you do in her life. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Father,
you,
listen, Lorenzo, my son, this morning with us today, Lord God. I thank you for Lorenzo and what you're doing in his life. Now, draw him even closer to you in this hour, Lord God. Everything that he has in need of, Lord God, according to your will and your plan, grant it, oh God, in Jesus' name. Keep him healthy, keep him well, keep him protected. Bless his wife and family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, particularly his children, Lord God. Hear even his inner cries in the name of Jesus. We just bless you today. We love you, oh Lord, our strength. So, Father, as Lorenzo go about his day, walk with him, talk with him, be a lamp and a light to his pathway. We honor your holy presence. You are great and mighty and greatly to be praised. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor, oh God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Father God, for Jackie Travis, your daughter. I thank you for what you're doing in Jackie's life, oh God. And even as Jackie, Lord God, still may be out of town or working with her patients, Lord, you know about the ministry that she has as a caretaker. Lord, it's difficult working with people, Lord God. But, Lord, I thank you, oh God, that she so graciously works with and honors those who are elderly and every one of her patients, oh God. She cares for them in a special way, Lord God. And so, Father, I thank you, oh God, for protecting Jackie and her family, her husband and her two daughters, oh God. Walk with them, talk with them, be a lamp and a light to their pathway. And, Lord, everything that she has in need of, provide. Oh God, we're casting her cares upon you because you care for Jackie. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you, Lord God, for doing something special for Jackie, Lord God, because she's always doing special things for people, special things for the seniors, special things for her family, Lord. She goes out of her way, even for the elderly members in her family in Ohio, Lord. I lift them up as well. And we just thank you today for what you're doing for Jackie, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor Donna, can you pray for Miss Ludell? Her church family and her niece and her niece's son.
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we bow again, thanking you, Lord, for Miss Ludell. We thank you, Lord, for giving her 94 years. And, Lord, we're thankful for her family. Lord, her family has a special request today, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask that you would bless her family. Lord, bless them with everything that they stand in need of on today, Lord. Lord, Miss Ludell has tried you all of her life and found that you are all right, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, that in our time of need, you are right here for us. You are right here with us, Lord. You have always been. You've never let us down, Lord. Looking back over our lives, you've been mighty good to us. Looking back over our lives, you have a wonderful track record, Lord.
Yeah.
So, Lord, we're just asking right now for a blessing for Miss Ludell and for her family, Lord. Lord, bless them. Keep them in your care, Lord. Bless her nieces and nephews. Bless her whole family, Lord.
Yeah.
And the blessing that you see that they stand in need of, Lord. Lord, not our will, Lord, but your will be done in their lives, Lord. Lord, bless them. Keep them in your care. And thank you so much, Lord, for keeping Miss Ludell. She's still your soldier. She's still fighting on your battlefield. We thank you for that, Lord. Lord, she's been on the battlefield a long time, and she's not fighting yet. But we thank you, Lord, that she's still
thank
working
you.
For you, still touching people, still praying for people, and still singing your praises. Lord, bless her and keep her in your care. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you
amen,
so much.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we lift up Pastor Apostle G, your precious daughter, Bernadette Gantling, Lord God, whom is fighting many battles, Lord God, in the battlefield for you, O Lord. And, Lord, even as she's the pastor of a church, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in her, drawing her closer than ever before. Give her strength, strength for the battle, strength for her daily activities, O God. And, Lord, even as she bend the knee and pray for others, O God, I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would give her strength, hope for today, hope for tomorrow. Oh, God, encourage her like never before, Father God. As she preach your word, let it be instant in season, out of season, reprove and rebuke, and with all manner of long-suffering and love. Love, if she extend love to your people, let them receive the love that she has for them, oh, God. And, Lord, she's asking for direction. You know, we all need direction. But give her direction and guidance to make it plain, make it clear to her, oh, God, what you're saying to her in this hour, oh, God. And, Father, as we are about to close out on Bible Story Land, I lift up every Bible Story Land family member, oh, God, those that in their neighborhoods, Father. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for neighborhoods, Lord God, that call on your name, where people in our neighborhoods are bending the knee and calling on you like never before, that we are praying for those in leadership, that we are praying for those in the White House. We are praying for those, Lord God. In our churches that are leaders, oh, God, the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists, we're praying and we're lifting up the name of Jesus. So, Father, walk with us today. Talk with us on Bible Story Land. Be a lamp and a light to our pathway today, oh, God. It is closing time on Bible Story Land. Uh-oh, hold on one second. Stacy, Minister Stacy, hold on. All right, Stacy.
Yeah, can you pray for me? Yes, can you pray for me? Amen.
Father, I thank you for your precious daughter, this precious daughter you gave to me, Stacy Holman. And I thank you for her husband and her three children that you birthed through them, oh, God. Touch that family, oh, God. Meet every need, oh, God. Remove any confusion around them, oh, God. Keep them in your palm of your almighty hand, oh, God. Oh, God, provide for them like never before, oh, God. Strengthen the family unit, oh, God. Even as she listened to the message today, oh, God, let obedience come forth like never before, oh, God. As she's a woman of God, married to a man of God, oh, God, draw this family close to you, Lord God. Oh, God, and I thank you for the children. I cover her children and the whole family with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. I pray obedience to her children, that they would obey their father, they would obey their mother and hear the instructions and follow them, oh, God. Now, Father, as they go to school daily, oh, God, I cover her children in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for her children being safe everywhere they go, oh, God. Even her son in college, Lord God, let him choose the right friendships. I sever every tie from them that's not like you, oh, God. And so, Father, it's the monetary supply for Minister Stacy and her family, oh, God. Let her be obedient to her husband. Submit, oh, God, in Jesus' name. Let them submit to you and submit to one another in the fear of the Lord. So, Father, we just bless you right now. We thank you for what you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I apologize. Anybody else need prayer? I apologize. I'm sorry.
Amen. Amen. Pray for
me.
Did I miss anybody? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Just pray for my business that I've been doing.
Oh, your business.
My business. I have a business that I've been doing, and just pray through my hands that God use all my gifts. I want to prosper using my gifts.
Father, you heard your daughter's request, and she is praying, Lord God, for a closer walk with you, that you would lead and guide her in business affairs. And, Lord, you are God of business, a God of order. You set everything in order. You call forth the light to come forth. And the light came forth. You called forth the sun, the moon, the stars to come forth, and they came forth. And then you created man after you had created everything else. You are God of order. So, Father, I thank you for order and Stacy's steps as she go forth in the business, Lord God. Sure, give her direction, oh God. Sure, Lord God, everything she needs to know to have a business mind, oh God. Even if she needs to go back to school, Lord God, send her back for that top degree, the MBA, Masters of Business Education, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, we thank you for what you're doing in Stacy, what you're doing in her business. Let her surrender her business to you. We leave her business at your feet because your yoke is easy, your burdens are light. In the name of Jesus, we bless you in Jesus' name. Anybody else?
Yes, I would like to pray for you, Miss Carita. This is Avis.
I'm listening.
Okay. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord. Father God, we thank you for the Bible Story Land, Father God, radio station, Lord. Father God, we ask you, Lord, to continue to bless Sister Carita, Lord. Continue to strengthen her, Lord, where she is weak, Father God. Father God, continue to open up the doors of heaven, Lord, and continue to allow the positive words of affirmation to come through her vocal cord, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the many blessings that you have ahead of her, Father God. And, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the sweet spirit, Lord, that you continue to flow through her from the top of her head, Lord, to the sole of her feet, Lord. And, Father God, we bless her. And we continue to bless her in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. It's closing time on Bible Story Land. Let us bless the Lord at all times. Let his praise continually be in our mouths. Let his praise continually be in our mouths. And we cover our children, our fathers, mothers, children with the blood of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for what you've done on Bible Story Land. We seal every prayer with the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for what you're doing in us. Well, don't forget, next Saturday will be Joyful Praise Day. Join us November 19, 2016, 9 a.m. The number is 619-789-4313 for Joyful Praise Day. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year in the name of Jesus. And we just love and adore you. We bless you, Lord God. We thank you that you are almighty, almighty God.
Almighty
We're thanking you
God.
This morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Have your way in us like never before, Father God. We need you, Lord God. We can't do without you, Lord God. We need you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, come. Hallelujah. Come, Lord Jesus. Walk with us. Talk with us. Be a lamp and a light to our pathway. In Jesus' name. I love you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. And don't forget, praise the Lord and rejoice.
Yeah.
Rejoice. Rejoice.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.